Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 19, verses 23 and 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you the truth, it's very hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. I'll say it again, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were deeply shocked by Jesus' words. Jews saw wealth as a sign of God's blessing, and so they were confused by the thought that riches could make it more difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven. They would have assumed that money made it easier to gain God's favour. But notice that Jesus wasn't saying that wealth made it impossible for someone to enter the kingdom, just more difficult. We meet a number of wealthy followers of Jesus. For example, Nicodemus is a good example, along with Joseph of Arimathea, who provided the tomb after Jesus' burial. It's also interesting to note that the first convert in Europe was Lydia, a businesswoman. Jesus wasn't saying that it was impossible for a wealthy person to enter his kingdom, but it would be extremely difficult. The problem with wealth is that it draws so much attention to itself. Possessions need to be looked after. In an uncertain world, they're always vulnerable. Things which are valuable one moment can become valueless the next. And so they need to be insured and protected. And all of that takes much time and energy. The flip side of this, of course, is that great wealth can do immense good. It can bring help, hope, and happiness to people. In the right hands, there's no doubt that money can be an enormous blessing. Jesus' words of warning need to be clearly heard in our money-mad society, in which many people assume, just like Jesus' disciples, that money is only ever a blessing. We need to listen carefully to Tertullian, the early church father who lived in North Africa in the second century. He wrote this, "Nothing that is God's can be obtained with money." That is to say, all the most wonderful and valuable things in life are free. So whether you're a multimillionaire or wondering whether you'll get through to payday, the way to find eternal wealth is by opening your life to the Holy Spirit and allowing God to guide you. So let me ask you a question. Has money ever got in the way of your Christian life? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to seek your kingdom before anything else. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry. Did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Right.
Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.